Today we're going to look at Neil Armstrong being interviewed by Sir Patrick Moore, aka Games Master. And we're going to pose a question to Mr. Armstrong. Did you really go to the moon?
Did you make
it? What's the difference between a juicer and a blender? I mean, I guess I know the difference, but...
Well, so this one that I have is... You can also make pasta with it, which is pretty dope.
Whoa.
So I literally, it has like that's an attachment fresh. that cuts and spits out spaghetti.
So cool.
I know. And then.
Did you get it on TrueSwords.com?
I got it at TrueSwords.com. Yeah.
This thing sounds like it does it all.
I know. And I push a button and a little switchblade comes out. and it's like, it's really heavy, so it's impractical.
Oh my chill. God.
But they got heavy stuff on there, so
you can't wield that walking down the alleyway.
No, you can't. No. Not enough.
Beat a man with it.
Speaking of wielding swords down the alleyways of Cuba. I think that's where reggaeton's from.
Yeah, something.
Reggaeton.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say it's a Jamaican flair. It sounds okay. Like right.
Yeah, South like American it's and Jamaican. Like
Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah. But it's got like a Pitbull, Enrique Iglesias right. vibe.
Rihanna.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's
so Brazil meets Jamaica. You know, we're talking to you. Congratulations on your new swords from TrueSwords.
Yep.
.com. I know we briefly discussed this on last week's pod, but our pal.
Degoos.
Is that what his name is?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Degoos.
Can you pull your mic a little bit closer to your face?
Yes.
Remember that you have one. but
one year we'll get this.
We'll
one
get
year
this down.
We'll figure it out. But Denny.
That's
Dennis.
What we call Razin Degoos.
Right.
I got Raz.
We're Mike Razin you.
We got Dennis. A new sword from True Swords that has reggaeton engraved on it because he likes that genre of music.
And he was so excited.
He was really excited. Well, why wouldn't you be? Apparently, yeah. He's a fireman. I didn't know
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, I was looking. I was digging deeper.
Oh, I
found
love
a,
it.
Found a social God. Security number online. I was doing some sleuthing.
We also run a PI business out of this garage.
His wife, Janet, graduated from high school. And no.
That's awesome, man.
No, but he's apparently a fireman. He looks like a cool guy, actually.
And you know what? That makes me feel even more comfortable giving him a sword. Because I know he can be trusted with it.
Yeah, I think he's got a kid, too. Maybe.
Which every dad needs a sword if you have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In fact, that's what you should get at the hospital.
Yeah. A sword instead to protect of a cigar, your new baby.
Because smoking's out, because that's not cool. And it's
they give you
anymore.
A cigar?
No, back in the, I would say 90s was
right.
The last time. You
your buddies would bring cigars, right?
Yeah, and everyone would just be puffing down and blowing smoke in these new kids' faces. And they're like, welcome to the world. Welcome to planet Earth.
Aren't you glad you were born?
I'm a scotch infant and a puff of cigar.
Shit.
I love that idea. There's a room in the hospital where just a bunch of new dads sit around in a smoky room.
Yeah, no,
the baby just like...
Yeah.
It's definitely something to look for when you're hospital shopping if you're pregnant. So
yeah.
Make sure they have the room.
Well, that's way to go. Way to go, everybody that's celebrating new swords this week. Degoos specifically. And we'll hit you up. I don't even think you know we exist yet, so we'll remind you that we're talking about you on the podcast.
Yeah, but if you're ever in the Los Angeles area and you want to come by for a cold brewski, you know, we'll be in the garage just playing with our swords.
That's what we do typically. All right, so
Who are we?
A podcast that talks about the internet by way of Reddit every week. Kind of dig in, find a topic, and go deep and get hands-on with it and try to figure out what it's all about, etc.
So what, do we use Reddit as our portal to
the internet?
We
use Reddit as our portal to the internet, as it is, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad. I've got dog boobs to my left and my free day to my left.
Extreme left.
Or my right, if we're going by the laws of geometry. You know?
Hey, time is a flat circle, man.
So this week, this week we're going to dig into one that we found that we really like. That's really simple. I think it's a good conversation starter across the board called Blow It, right? And the name doesn't really do it justice.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
The name kind of feels like it's maybe a...
Like it's NSFW?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't NSFW.
It's not.
It's SFW.
Mm-hmm.
It's very SFW. So Blow It, Boobs, you want to do the honors here?
Yeah. So Blow It actually stands for like blowing someone's mind. So you take one, you just have to post one sentence that will blow someone's mind. The sentence can have an image, a video, or a website attached to it to better explain the sentence, so it, you can provide credibility. But the like the main thing is that it just needs to be one sentence that people are like, what?
Yeah, like a, yeah. a simple mind blow.
What?
Yeah, right. And it, and that keeps, it's almost clickbaity in a way. Like you're like, wait, if that's true,
yeah,
you're blown. And then it is.
And then it is.
That's what the point of this site is, because right. there are rules too.
Yeah. What are the rules here? No debunking without proof. So right. you can't just be like, that's bullshit.
Yeah. My uncle said that's shit.
Not no proof. Spamming, no trolling. You have to right. mark NSFW content with NSFW.
Right.
You have to provide your proper sources. Also, there's a monthly contest. And the last rule is obey the rules.
So this is like a pretty kind chill. Of a feel like goody sub. Because there's another one on here on the side. So numerically, this one is at 26,415 or 16 mind blowers. Five on here right now, three of which are us. So what's up, two other guys?
Yeah.
So it also has, there's another
I'm
one.
Sure, they're listening live.
I know.
Listening
to yeah. this as we post. So this one was subreddit of the day in 2014. So it's been around for a minute. And there's a sister sub called Lightbulb. Mm-hmm. So r/Lightbulb, which is also interesting. And it's also kind of like feel good Bill Nye-y. And that one, maybe we'll also briefly get into Lightbulb too. But this one is like show off your ideas, inventions, and innovations. So this is kind of like people go, what if you could do this, 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 and this? And people go, that's a great idea, Jeff.
Yeah.
Right. So blow it is a little bit more like, holy shit, you just blew my mind with that thing, but a little less cool than like, whoa, dude.
Yeah.
Which is like for stoners. Right.
And this it's is like, a little bit
and
more
it's like
refined.
Music videos and shit yeah. like that.
This
yeah.
is more for the educated Reddit user. Maybe.
Right.
Exactly.
So let's dig into this one. This, so
post-grad.
Yeah, post grads.
Summa cum laude.
And these have a little bit of like the popsicle stick feel, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
which is a good thing. I mean, it's
good clickbait, maybe like interesting, right. like educational yeah. clickbait. Yeah,
kind of reminds
like,
me
oh,
of
cool.
I fucking love science, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
that amazing blog.
Yeah, I didn't just waste 3 minutes reading that. Like,
right.
totally.
Now I got something to talk about to all my friends at work,
right.
at the office.
Right. Yeah. And they're very simple things, too. Like, so for the top of all time, I'll just get straight into that one because that one's very simple. But the word okay is just a little stick man on his side. So if you look at the word
and it
okay,
is.
It's just a little guy.
Look at him.
Just a little guy laying down.
Wait, I can't find how to get to top of all time.
Go to top on the page.
Oh, yeah.
And then go links from all.
Right. I'm new to Reddit.
31 episodes in.
Oh, my God. Wait. Oh my God, and saying hi with multiple eyes looks like a line of people waiting to shake someone's hand.
I know. This is really
does.
Funny.
Oh my God.
And those are very simple ones, but they're like, you know.
They're visual ones.
They're visual, but you get it.
Yeah.
If you're playing
so
along with this
o
pod,
is
write it down.
On top,
is
if
the
you
head.
Rotate it clockwise, that's the head, and then, but there's no neck and torso.
Right.
No, just arms and legs.
Okay. Well, this is why it's confusing for us visual thinkers. We're going, right. My mind is kind of blown on that one, but I'm also like, where's the torso, dog?
Where's the torso?
So even maybe more blowing, maybe this is why this one got so upvoted, because this one's top of all time. The if you just put QK, it's a ninja. Which is cool.
It is.
It's a little ninja. A little ninja guy.
I'm going to have to pull up Photoshop here and do some...
Oh, wow.
Image posting?
Yeah. This is cool.
I know.
This one's interesting. If all of the world's wealth was distributed equally, everyone would have around $9,000.
That's not much.
It's not much.
It's not enough.
But if everyone else had $9,000 too,
then
I bet
the stock market would crash.
Yeah. But maybe.
Then we would fall into a global economic crisis.
In a perfect world,
yeah.
We'd all learn to share.
Right. This is true.
You think it's fair to give your money away to the guy down the street who's just sucking it down his veins to boobs? Give it away.
I mean,
do
God,
it.
He's probably doing what most of us wish we could do with our money.
Suck our
That's
veins.
True.
Suck our veins.
Suck our veins. What's another really good one? The year 1969 is closer to 1990 than 2013 is.
Oh my God.
That's weird.
And by extension, 2017.
I know. I saw there's a similar one on here. This is the only downfall of this sub, which is not that big of a deal because it's just this is what happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. This one hasn't had a ton of contribution in the last couple years.
Yeah.
It's so a lot of these are like 3 years old or whatever, but they're also still super dope. So there's another one similar to this. Let me see if I can find it again. But it was there was a person born in a man born in 1788 was alive at the same time as a woman still alive today, and that was in 2015. But this woman was 117 years old, and that guy was. That had been 108 when he died.
What?
How crazy is that?
Wait.
What?
I know. That always blows my mind.
1778?
I know.
How do people get that old?
I don't know, man.
And
Juicing.
Juicing's the way you do it. It's by eating one orange for lunch.
It's so weird. Some people like fall apart by the time they're 70.
Right.
And other people are like 70. Like between 70 and 108 is older than I even am.
I know. Yeah, it's completely absurd. And there's
a good point. Whoa.
That's like how much living they have.
Because once you hear the word 70, you're like, they're basically dead. Yeah. And then you're like, wait, people live another
30 years.
More years than you're old.
Yes.
Yeah. What?
And we think of all the life experiences
we've got tons of time.
But
I'm not doing shit today.
Oh, God.
I don't have to do anything today.
That's why I saw, this is a little aside, but
just kidding.
I saw this video on Morbid Reality, and this is not related.
Is it just a kid getting assassinated or something?
No, but it was this older man. He was probably in his 70s, and he's realizing he has dementia.
That's terrible.
And he's talking to his son, and he's confused, and he knows, and he's like, "I just don't put me in a hospital. Please don't put me in a hospital." It was heartbreaking.
That sounds so terrible.
So I mean, turning this topic into my own thing, but if I ever get to that point, I'm killing myself.
What kind of, how are you going to do it?
Pills.
You should call that German guy and have him eat you.
Mm.
That'd be cool. Or you could
do it. Once I die, I don't give a shit.
Where is he from again? Bergendorf or something?
Austria? Yeah. No, Germany.
Bergendorf, the butcher of Austria, Bergendorf. Germany. Yeah.
Berg, Austria.
Berg, Austria.
Bergendorf, Austria, Germany.
Ricola.
Berg, Austria, Dorf.
Berg, Austria, Dorf.
Yeah. Stereotypes are cool as long as you're doing it to the whites.
To the white people.
Blue-eyed devils.
Blue-eyed devils.
Not to sound creepy, but I am fully supportive of euthanasia.
I mean, you know,
give them a chance, you know, like they could grow up to be somebody too.
We're not talking about euthanizing children.
We're not talking about the youth of Asia.
You're not?
Okay.
Because I'm for it too.
Just give them a chance. Like, they could grow up to be something.
I just want to know.
I just want to let you guys know I am totally in favor of the youth in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Asia.
And Asia.
And even Europe.
Yeah, and even Europe.
Here's another one that really blows my mind, and I cannot at all believe this is true. Every planet in our solar system could fit between the Earth and the Moon.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
That cannot be true, right?
I mean, I guess well...
Doesn't Jupiter, like, isn't it... I guess it's... Man.
I
guess there's a lot of space there, is what they're saying, but... What?
It would fit.
Right. The most
I just got blown.
Yeah.
The most mind-blowing thing about this for me is how dope Saturn looks.
I know. Saturn's always... Well, I'm lying. Saturn has not always been my favorite. I actually really like Neptune.
How come?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just think the color's pretty.
Is that the blue one?
Yeah. I can't remember what's Neptune and what's Uranus.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Neptune's yellow and gassy.
Nuh-uh. Neptune's blue.
I don't know. All I know
maybe
is...
Maybe I'm thinking of...
Saturn,
thinking of
Saturn
Venus.
Looks
I'm thinking of
so
Venus.
Sick.
Venus is yellow and gassy.
That's right.
I wish...
Unlike Uranus.
Yeah, Uranus is pale blue. Yeah. And Neptune is this cool cerulean color.
Oh, yeah.
So that's... I like that one.
Yeah, I really... And Jupiter is the big mamma jamma with all the hurricanes
all that
everywhere.
Shit going on.
Isn't it nuts on those planets? Like on Jupiter in specific,
mm-hmm.
they have those hurricanes that are like twice the size of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
That are just going constantly.
Right. What a hellhole.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? It's just like one of those things. Like
no
I just,
Wi-Fi.
No. No Wi-Fi.
No Netflix.
So I just got back
That's
from...
That's nuts.
I was...
Total
I was,
destruction all the time.
I was
all
camp, the time. Camping in the desert over the weekend. And I don't know if you guys have done the camping in the desert thing or just like spent an extended amount of time there.
I have. It's cold as shit out there right now.
It is.
Cold, snow?
Cold as shit. Didn't snow, but it's amazing how inhospitable the desert is to people.
Yeah.
The most.
Like it is not made... To live in, right?
Mm-mm.
No, it's, there's no water.
There's no water.
Everything that lives, everything that does survive out there can kill the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
It's hot during the day. It's cold at night.
Yeah. The scariest things, like in the United States, are there. It's like rattlesnakes,
skinwalkers.
Tarantulas, skinwalkers,
skinwalkers,
and fucking scorpions, dude. Mm-hmm.
The meth heads.
But
guys that live in trailers full time.
Yeah. But imagine like Jupiter or like Mars or whatever, like Jupiter has like tornadoes the size of the United States happening at all times, and it could just swallow up anything around it.
The big red one?
Yeah.
That's bigger than Earth.
Yeah.
Well, the evolution, like Darwinism theory behind the desert, right, is like it took a billion years for those things to survive.
Right.
And to develop all those tools to protect themselves from a place like Saturn or Jupiter.
Yeah.
Like that's where it started. So then now it's like, it took me a billion years to like put these spines on my back. I'm going to kill you with them.
Oh,
yeah.
We're such wiener bags, dude.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Sack full of
If you could stay alive for 1 hour, which planet would you want to explore?
I think I would just love to see Saturn because of the rings.
It'd be cool to take a ride on those rings.
Yeah. Slide on them like Rainbow Road.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was always a Jupiter fan myself because it was the biggest and most like
badass of it.
There's got to be something going on there.
Yeah.
It's too big not to have.
Lately, I think I'd pick Mercury because it's fucking cold lately, and I know Mercury would be really warm.
Wouldn't it be like
it would be
nuclear warm?
Like fucking melting my body.
But you only have an hour.
The premise is that you like are not uncomfortable. You're in a perfectly contained like safety bubble.
Oh, we're not talking like an hour of agony.
No.
Okay.
You have NDG Tyson's spaceship from that show he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like Magic School Bus.
It's Magic School Bus.
But then does the like so if you're on Mercury, does the protective film of the spaceship slowly deteriorate over that course of the hour?
That's the question.
So you're saying, like, do you, in exchange for this trip, you get to witness your own death? Is that what you're saying?
Or
like your impending doom
that's
is
a what
right
if.
Around the corner.
In exchange for this trip, you have to die however you would die on that planet.
By getting eaten by the burger of Bergdorf. The butcher, butcher of Bergdorf.
Which you know lives
Ricola.
On
I heard his family started.
Butcher of Bergdorf. Who lives on the who lives in the Saturn's rings.
You get to hang on Mercury for an hour and be safe. But
you know
at
what?
The end of the hour,
then
your penis
you die
gets
by
fried
that planet.
In an iron skillet.
Then I'm going to change my answer to Venus because...
Ooh.
I think that there's some cool shit going on underneath all that fog. And then once my hour is up, it's so toxic, I think I'd probably just pass out really fast and die.
Oh, that's a good call.
You don't feel too much pain. You'd just be like...
Is this under the assumption that we're going to have some oxygen? Or is this just kind of like, all right, see ya.
You're safe
you do
for an
hour.
But you got a suit. You got NGG Tyson's suit.
Okay, so
once
you have a
your
suit.
Hour's up, it's like your suit disappears and you're a human standing on Venus.
Yeah.
And it does, you're dead. You're gonna
Can we at least make it like a month?
Well, you're going to die anyway.
Like a week. How about a week?
A week? Yeah, like an hour's not a lot.
Yeah.
How far can you get right now on foot in an hour? You're like, I got to the edge
you
of Culver City.
Like a couple miles.
I pretty much saw Earth.
Yeah.
I saw like a lot of strip malls.
Know if I would want to be alone on Venus for even a week.
Yeah,
I
like those.
You would go absolutely crazy.
Do you watch those shows on...
knowing that your death is impending?
Yeah, I say 1 hour.
That sounds awful.
What if you knew you would just be zapped back to Earth and everything would be fine?
I think I'd still... Then maybe I'd bump it up to like 3 hours.
After after like 6 hours, you'd be like, I know this is like chill and all.
But
the
like,
only person to be on this other planet and be the...
I'm really lonely.
Like Earth's only explorer. Right. But like, I'd rather just go back to my couch and check up that Maury Povich app. God, this is why we're not going to make it in the desert.
No.
Well, you would.
We
I mean,
no scales, man. We got no scales. We got no spines.
I guess you would bring back. You'd try bring back some sediment.
I'd bring back like a leather pouch of sand, and I'd wear it on my neck. What would you bring back?
Where's that from? Ron Johns? No, it's from Saturn.
Saturn. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty chill. I mean, I'd give you some, but, you know, obviously it's limited. So. Yeah. What do you got?
That's amazing. All right, so let's do another one.
Yeah. Well, wait, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Okay, so looking at this, and we'll post it on our website and Facebook, but this image of every planet in the solar system between Earth and the moon. This isn't a popular opinion here.
Okay.
And I don't want to come across like...
Are you going to ask whether or not truther, 9/11 was a lie?
But jet fuel, like, doesn't melt steel beams. No, so, but, like, so do you think...
Looking at this photo...
You know, and I don't want to sound crazy, but...
I don't want to sound crazy, but do you think... Look at the distance. Wait, do you actually think someone went to the moon?
Can you text me this pod?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Like, of all of the conspiracy theories... What you're saying. I am, and I hate saying it because it makes me sound crazy, but I am not convinced that we landed on the moon.
I mean, I think we've landed on the moon, but I'm not convinced we did it when we did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think we had to, as Americans,
right,
beat the Russians.
Yeah, it was like a really important fucking thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have Hollywood in our back door, and yeah, we had, you know, like, we've got some crazy directors who were directing things like...
How long does it take to get to the moon?
Like Space Odyssey and right, shit.
Stanley Kubrick's.
Yeah, exactly. But here's something someone brought up. Here's what a believer brought up to okay, me. Was like, well, wouldn't other countries realize when they landed on the moon that there was no proof of the United States landing on the moon? My question is, isn't the moon so big that you right, wouldn't be, maybe you're not landing in the same place. You couldn't, yeah, like, yeah, you couldn't, like, oh, see the entire moon.
Everyone thinks, like, space is as big as your backyard.
Yeah, right, like, the moon is as big as a planet.
There's,
like,
stuff going on right now down the street.
Yes.
And you'll never know about right, it.
Exactly. So, like, I don't think...
Like your pissed off neighbor who always yells at me for parking in front of her house.
Yes.
She's definitely got her head up her ass right now. We like, have
I don't
no idea.
Think the
She's
Russians the would land on the moon and be like, well, I don't see the American flag. They faked it. Right. It's like... It could be on the other side of the moon.
The dark side of the
moon. The dark side of the moon.
It's very, all very true. I mean, I think there's a real case to be made for us having not landed on the moon.
I do too.
But I think it's happened since.
Do you?
Yeah, I just think that we're kind of like, at this point, we're like...
What about the fucking pictures from space, from the moon?
Yeah, there's no real...
Looks like a soundstage to me. That's all I'm saying.
It's all green screen. You see, like, right, little like pixels of green in the background.
Fair the point. Sheet, like, blowing yeah, the air conditioning a little bit.
I mean, I don't think... The thing with the moon is there isn't a ton of value of us being there. Like, the economic proposition of it all is kind of not... doesn't make much sense. Like, Mars makes sense right now because it's just, like, we need a new hospitable planet. We don't know what's fucking there.
Yeah.
We're trying to find life. We're trying to, like, expand the horizons. The moon, we're just, like... It's kind of like a... It's like a,
it's
it
like
may
a
as well
desolate
be
a, rock.
Yeah, it's a desolate rock. It's like our personal clock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
it is.
We saw the clock. Now we
no one
move
wants
on,
to
right?
live there.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about time. Time's
no,
a flat
it's
circle.
Dusty.
Right. Do you know how long it takes to get to the moon, according to Google?
How
don't
much?
Don't
how
Google.
Long?
It says about 3 days.
That's
right?
not that much.
That doesn't
much.
Seem like anything.
No.
But do you know how fast they're traveling? I don't know how fast they're
oh,
traveling.
Oh, that's the key.
Because I don't. Yeah.
How fast it
takes
do
longer to
we
drive across the United States.
To get to
but I bet they're not going
pregnant?
60 miles no. an hour.
It's funny how many... Like every time you ask even the vaguest question, the beginning of the question, it always pre-populates with pregnant.
With pregnant or abortion.
Yeah.
24,000 miles... 25,000 miles an hour.
Okay.
So, I mean...
25,000 miles an hour.
I mean, we can't compute, right? Like, we're only
so let's,
designed
let me,
to understand earthbound physics.
So
yeah.
I'm going to do
we're
some
losers.
Quick mental math here. So 25,000 miles an hour...
And 3 days.
And it takes 3 days. So,
so
we're
that's
looking,
what?
So we're
about 150 hours.
72 hours.
Just kidding.
So, no, it's
checks
like...
Out.
Just, yeah.
Is it checks out?
Yeah.
75,000.
So you think NASA is like rigged Google?
1,000. So it would be 75,000.
Yeah, 25,000 times 3
is
75.
Is that how math works?
Yes.
Excellent.
That's, I mean, that is really far, but I think for space stuff, maybe
yeah,
it's not
how deep
far.
Is the ocean?
Nobody knows.
How deep
Mariana,
is your love?
Marion's Trench.
It's going to be like 160 feet.
The moon is closer to us than the bottom of the ocean.
No,
no way.
The Challenger Deep is 36,200 feet deep.
No, but I thought the moon was 75,000
oh, yeah.
miles.
I was getting... okay, it's about half.
But that puts like it in perspective a little
bit. I like
bit.
That theory, though.
That would be fucking cool.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, the Challenger Deep. I mean, that's another place you don't want to fuck around, dude. Mm-mm. I would never want to be at the bottom of the ocean. There are whole species, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of species of animals down there that we have not discovered.
Ugh.
And they're just fucking living in the blackness with their crazy teeth and bioluminescence.
Yes.
And all they want to do is eat the shit out of humans.
Yeah.
And
we know more about Pluto than we do about Challenger Deep.
We should make the ocean illegal.
I just saw another blow it sub that said there are whales in the ocean older than the age of when Moby Dick was written.
What?
So there's whales.
How old do they live?
In the ocean near Alaska that are over 200 years old. Huh. 200 years old animals in this planet?
Yeah, and then you look at like
we think we're
SeaWorld
so special.
Saying, oh, it's totally normal for a whale to die at 13. No, it's not.
Apparently it's not.
Fucking idiots.
It's not.
According
everywhere.
To planet Earth.
Jackasses.
God, humans think they know what's up.
Humans are the worst.
They totally
dude.
Don't.
Let's just fucking jump into the trench of Mariana.
Yes!
What if I mean, there is...
God damn. The fish deep down are the scariest motherfuckers
I know.
Ever.
Do you think they'd even know what to do with us if we were down there?
Yeah, they would think we're something edible.
Invading, and they'd be
yeah.
like, fuck off.
I mean, it's just like anything. It's just like anything. It's like we're probably an immediate curiosity to them, and then followed quickly by let's eat them.
Yeah, or like they must be here to fuck us. So let's kill them first.
Everyone's trying to plant eggs in something. That's
you know,
kind of the way.
Maybe that's what they'd be trying to fertilize us.
They're yeah, we're just like a. I mean, that's what the movie Alien is all about.
Yeah, I've like, actually never seen Alien.
It's pretty good.
I gotta see it.
Check it out. There's a wasp. Dad that lives out in the desert. I don't know if you read about it out in Joshua Tree where you were that
right.
Lays eggs that stings tarantulas,
oh, shit.
Paralyzes them, lays its eggs in the abdomen of the tarantula. Tarantula wakes up, walks around for like a month
as a zombie.
The eggs hatch, killing the tarantula, and then the wasp eggs are born. So it's like the only warm place it knows it can lay its eggs.
That's one of the most horrifying things I've ever heard.
That's evolution. And that's essentially the plot to Alien.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's pretty chill.
Dude, you know... I
know a lot of stuff.
I'm reading something right now. Tell me if this inspires you or makes you very sad. Okay. I had a weird emotion reading this, right?
Okay.
So the title of the article is Marine Species Under Threat.
Okay.
Which immediately I was like...
I'm sad.
Oh. And then the first picture is of sea otters. And I go, come on, mm-hmm. No.
The cutest. Yeah, the
so
cutest.
Sad.
They got mustaches.
Right. They got mustaches.
They're
so,
little plumbers. The ocean's plumbers.
Fur hunters once pushed sea otters to the brink of extinction, and a century ago, only 1,000 to 2,000 sea otters remained.
Is that because they were eating all the abalone and they were trying to fish them or something like
they
that?
They were doing it for fur. It was like a...
Fur? Otter thing. Fur?
Otter fur. But now,
that's
they're protected,
sad.
And their numbers are about 150,000.
That's good.
That's good.
Great, right? But that kind of makes it, for me,
but
I
that means
it
used to
go,
be like a bazillion, right?
Well, that means we literally almost killed sea, like
in,
sea otters are almost
in
out.
In like one generation of yeah. people, probably.
Yeah.
Bluefin tuna, they're almost out.
Isn't that crazy? They
that's
just
why,
added the honeybee to the endangered list here.
That's,
I tried to stop
States.
Eating
up,
sushi just in general like a couple years ago. I go once,
leatherback
maybe
turtle,
once a year or something.
Sawfish.
But like, man,
I saw
we can't eat sushi anymore, right? I mean, it's good, but.
I saw a bee on a car the other day, and the way I looked at it through a totally new lens. I looked at it like it was this precious, like, children of men, like, the last living bee,
right.
And it's my responsibility to foster it and keep it safe. But then I just left.
For
did you
what?
Pour 7
what
up? You got to pour 7
it was
up
a bee,
on it.
A honey bee.
They love 7 up.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I mean, sugar water.
I found
that's
a bee
true.
In my office one time, and people were like, ew, get it out of here. And I was like,
who are these people?
Weakened right now. Let me mix
right.
some Splenda with water.
I've gotten to
drop
the point.
Drop it next to the bee. It will strengthen itself through the fake sugar.
That's right.
And then you release it.
I'm very into this kind of...
Bugs are chill. Bees are chill.
I'm kind of, yeah, I don't really, you know, I mean, there are certain, every once in a while, I'll have to kill a spider or a cockroach, and I go... I kind of just look at it for a minute and
it's
I go,
like a bad
I'm
feeling.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
But you're like, in my zone. Like, stay outside. You know the rules.
Yeah. But it's kind of one of those things where, like, there's
I
to
still
a degree.
Capture them in a cup and release
to
them.
A degree, I'm kind of like, I got to get you out of here. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, like, most of the time, I'll be like, hey, man, let's come on.
Yeah.
Let's fix this. Manatees. Are manatees on the endangered list?
I think they just get hit by people in Florida who are shit-faced.
Yeah.
That might be true.
They call them Florida speed bumps or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, chewed up by little boats a lot.
But I think the problem's gone down with awareness. I made that up, but I think maybe that's true.
Wait, what do you mean has gone down with awareness?
Like, people are now aware that they need to be careful in right. shallow water.
Oh, I see what you're saying, I guess.
And so they don't, I mean, no one wants to hit a manatee purposely.
Yeah. Cows of the sea.
They are, and they're so sweet.
Yeah.
Those big old cheeks.
Big old cheeks and, like, there's like fluffy schnozzles.
They got the fluffy schnozzles. All right, here's another blew my mind one, okay. which is kind of cool. This is less of a blow my mind. This is more of just like a cool concept. Shigeru Miyamoto, mm-hmm. creator of Super Mario Brothers and Donkey Kong, mm. is not allowed to bike to work because his safety is too important to Nintendo.
Oh, wow.
So he's literally not allowed biking to work.
He's like a VIP protected human.
Oh, he's like, I bet his life is insured for a fucking ton of money.
Do you think
money.
People are out to get him?
No, but...
But just...
The Yakuza?
Definitely the Yakuza. They want to take him, tattoo the shit out of his body.
Yep.
And then throw
cut
him...
Cut his fingers off.
Yeah, put him on that Tokyo tent pole that they have there.
Damn it.
The Sky Needle. I went to that thing.
The Sky Needle.
It was huge.
Is that in Tokyo?
Oh, there's... Well,
I thought you were talking about
there's
the
like
one in Seattle.
There's a few of them.
There are a few.
Yeah.
God.
Wow,
that's
so...
crazy.
What does he know? Is it representative of like his, does he actually do something valuable?
Or did he just invent Mario?
Or they're just like, we just love him so much, we don't want him to die, which is inevitable.
I think
very
he,
Japanese.
Or does he's too, he literally is like.
Does he know where the final sword is in Zelda?
Much.
He's like, I know.
Yeah, maybe he's the only one who knows.
He's like still holding on to the sword.
Fuck.
Maybe he just refused to tell people.
Wouldn't you if you were
because there's a threat on his life and they're like you need to protect me or I'm never telling
mm-hmm.
you.
If you were the ultimate video game designer, you would keep a few secrets,
yeah,
just to ensure you have a job,
like Westworld.
Yeah,
like Westworld. By the way, I did finish it and it got really good.
Yeah,
I loved the ending, but
ending
it
was
a fucking
perfect.
Slow burn, man.
Right, but it was Jesus. Like for me, it was like a very entertaining slow burn because I'm really into Western stuff, right. So I was like enjoying the Western.
Did you ever sexually be confused? You're like, ah, some hot naked people, and then you're like, wait, they're robots, but then you're like, but they're actors.
Not so much because mainly the naked people were women, you know.
Yeah, there was that hot Latina fella. Latino
oh yeah,
fella.
He was very good
spicy.
Looking.
Yeah.
I like, but you know what? He was very pretty.
Too pretty for you.
You like pretty
too
boys.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're more.
You like the acne faces.
I don't want someone
you're more
to be
of an
like
Anthony Hopkins
way prettier
woman.
Than me, because then yeah. people are like, "Why is that guy with that troll over there?" I don't want
you're looking
to
for like
the main.
You got
main
you like
actor,
into the Danny DeVito types.
Yes. Yeah,
I like the DeVitos.
I'm into like the DeVitos type of look.
He's lost a lot of weight on the new season of Sunny.
He's looking good.
He's looking good.
I haven't watched the new season. Is it awesome?
I mean, it's Always Sunny is like always great. You know?
Oh God, here's one.
I will say that it's gotten like their production value is increased. So I think that they're being a like they're part of the charm of Sunny was like all the performances were so good that they didn't never needed to do really anything ancillary.
Yeah. And the topics were funny enough where you're like, yeah, I don't really
right. So some of it, like I watched one last night that was. Pretty good, but it's going to be really hard to beat like the heyday of Nightman Cometh and stuff like that. You know?
You guys want to hear something that'll blow your mind?
Let's do it.
If you fell into a black hole due to time dilation caused by extreme gravity, you would be able to see the universe be born as you look into the black hole and watch the universe end as you look out of it.
Jesus Christ.
So... Man, are we on a loop?
What?
Are we on a space loop right now?
Is time a flat circle?
That's what Matthew McConaughey said.
I really struggle with things like this, and not because I don't necessarily believe it, but I don't understand
how you can figure that out.
I can't quite... It's not even that as much as, like, when we talk about time being relative, right?
Yeah.
I get that perceptually, but I don't get it scientifically.
Yeah.
Because I think gravity... affecting time, like I understand that it makes like our measurement of time different. I get that, but
whoa.
It's just our measurement of time. Like if the moon started going faster and we started going faster around the sun,
yeah,
that doesn't make time change. That just makes our perception of time change, right? Do you know what I mean?
Time is only relative to the size of planet. Like our rotation.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, though.
So if it's relative to the rotation of the sun, then it's different on other planets. So that means it's relative to.
But that's like a measurement thing, not an actuality, right? Like the concept of math is just a way of describing the truths. Even if we change the rules of math, we're not changing the concepts of math. We're just calling it different things.
Dr. Boobs is rubbing her forehead.
You guys, like I think there are some things that like the layman shouldn't even think about. And this is one of them. Like this person is like we should not even be thinking about this. It's even stranger when you look at string theory descriptions of black holes, where something falling into a black hole is simultaneously inside it and a hologram existing only on the surface.
Okay.
I don't even know where to start. Like, I'm going to close this tab.
I guess, like, a way for you to put it into perspective is if I spend 1 year on... I'm just making this shit up. If I spend 1 year on Jupiter, like, here we go. I'm spending my 1 week on Jupiter because I'm allowed to.
1 hour.
1 hour. Oh, 1 hour for me on Jupiter is, like, 25 years for you on Earth, but it's actually, like, 25,000.
But this is
so
what
I come
wonder.
Back.
This is what
so,
I'm
like, for me, the time seemed as it did for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
Moment to moment to moment.
Right.
For me.
Right.
It was just a moment, and then another moment, and then another moment,
right.
And then another moment. And then when I got back, I was like, yeah, I was there for, like, a few moments. And
right.
You were like, yeah, but it's been 25,000 years.
Yeah, but that's why. But you and I are still going to age at the same rate. Like, this is why I get really.
No,
are we?
We're not.
I get confused.
We're not going to age at the same rate.
I don't understand.
Because my rate and your rate are technically happening simultaneously, but my rate is happening for me.
Right.
At a pace, and your rate is happening for you at a whole different pace.
But your body and, like, the physics of reality are not going to change according to that. That's what confuses me about all this.
No, they are. That's the whole thing, is the physics have changed.
Time is
going on for me and you at the same time, but for me it's happening on my moment scale.
And well,
for
I
you
know
it's
that.
Happening on your moment
so you
scale.
Age
but like the,
differently.
The atrophy of your body will go slower? Like, cuz that's what I get confused as, like,
yeah.
I don't understand how I get how you can be, I get like a leap year and shit.
No, because
where you're
kind
of like, well,
no, see,
it's a different measurement of time. It's a different thing or whatever. But like when you go back and I'm like 80 and I'm just like, where you been? And you're like,
this like, young.
Yeah, no.
You're like this young, handsome
the atrophy,
hunk, you know?
The atrophy rates are the same. Everything feels the same. But the relative time that you're experiences versus the relative time I'm experiencing they're exponentially different from each other, right? So we're experiencing
right.
time the same,
right?
But not at the same relative speed.
No, I get okay. So so that's where I think we're on the same page then, because I go when you're gonna be like, I was only there for like 6 seconds.
Yeah, we saw it in that movie with Matthew
and
McConaughey
like,
again.
I'm so old,
McConaughey.
But that was the thing with the McConaughey thing is like he went back and everybody was old and he was young.
It was like 75 years and that guy had just made like a shit castle and he's like,
right.
The shit castle is my only friend.
Right.
you've been gone for 80 years.
Yeah, like, but that's what I struggle with is because I like McConaughey is still some like young hunk. And that guy's older. But I think that what happens probably is
Westworld guy
is suddenly like McConaughey goes, damn, I aged super fast. And he goes back and he's like, I aged 80 years in 3 days. And and then everybody on Earth goes, no, you aged 80 years in 80 years. It just seemed like 3 days to you.
Yes.
That's
because.
What, yeah.
You guys,
that
I
makes
can't.
More sense.
My head.
Yeah, so, but it's not. Yeah, but it was 3 days and it was 80 years at the same time.
Yes.
That's what's confusing.
I
we can't
yes.
think dualistically like that. Like.
Right.
There are times happening now, like today,
right.
like this pod is being recorded in time
right.
that we're relative to.
Right.
There's also another relative time going on the moon.
Right.
And Mars and the sun and Jupiter, and they're all relative to where they are in space.
Exactly. But there's still like a, there's always going to be, there seems like, and I mean, anybody who's listening to this who's like a, a professor of string theory at
MIT.
They're like,
these guys nailed it. Yeah. Yeah, first of all,
reach out to us to congratulate us.
Thanks for letting us bust
it
into your group.
Right.
That's cool.
I'm going to change the convo a little bit with this one. When you say the word poop, your mouth makes the same motion as your butthole does while pooping.
Whoa. Now, this is something I can get behind.
Poop.
Literally. Poop.
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 That poop was the most dramatic change of pace imaginable.
My butthole actually makes the shape of alligator when I poop. Alligator.
String theory. Oh, my God. My God. That's an interesting one.
Well, if it actually makes total sense, right? So, like, your mouth is just one poop end of a tube in your body, and your butthole is the other
orifice
end of the tube. And so inside poop your stomach is actually outside of your body, right? Like, you understand that? Like, your GI tract, that's your gastrointestinal tract.
Oh, I know about that.
Is a tube that runs through your body, but in it is actually the outside world, because it's still you're still outside of your body's realm. Right. So whatever you put into that tract, your body is going to decide whether or not it's going to enter your body's cells or not. So inside your body is still outside in the world. That's why your tract is so full of bacteria and shit, because your body, your stomach's supposed to do the job of filtering.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what it does.
Yeah.
And so when you have the wrong stuff in there, you can get sick.
So like theoretically, you could be turned inside out.
The inside is the outside.
Yeah.
So that is almost like a parallel of what a black hole is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh. Want to hear a fun fact?
Yeah, of course.
When I was in the hospital,
that's all I want to hear.
After my surgery, a GI doctor would come in every single day and ask if I'd farted yet.
It's very important.
That's pretty cool.
It was like, because that means very important. Because if
the proper bacteria are functioning and something.
Well, when you like have surgery in your abdomen and you move your intestines aside, they freeze up. And so even when you close the wound back up, your intestines are in the state of shock and they won't start working again. So it's like it takes days before you start functioning again and pooping.
So was he like, would he come in and be like, hey, have you farted yet? Or would he like come in and be like, hey, have you blah, blah, scientific term?
He said past gas.
All right.
Because he's a doctor.
And then eventually when you did he start getting extra descriptive and be like, can you tell me about it? Was it like silent or was it like a little
like
loud?
Like day three,
SPD,
I
was
like,
was it an SPD?
And
was it
really a good looking doctor.
You smelled it.
That's really weird.
I was just like, yeah, I did. And then then he would keep coming and ask if I'd pooped.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, can you pick a different doctor to check on this? Like, Jesus. Every day, this like John Stamos face would come in and be like, have you had a bowel movement yet? And I'm like, no. And then for days, I became like sad that I didn't have better news for him. Like, I was like ashamed.
That's amazing.
Like, I wanted
one day
to tell
he
him,
came
yes,
in and he goes,
I did.
It smells like you passed gas. Let's get that Jell-O up in here.
Jell-O shots, everybody.
Jell-O shots.
I wish that was how they celebrate at hospitals.
Me too. You
have a baby instead of a cigar, they give you Jell-O shots.
Jell-O shots.
They do give you one. Jell-O in the hospital.
I mean.
Edwin Aldrin Jr., Buzz Aldrin's father, was 7 when the Wright brothers flew a Kitty Hawk. He was also around to see a son fake landing on the moon in 1969. I added the fake part, but
That's pretty amazing.
The real truth is what I just said.
That's pretty amazing.
Humans are closer to the time Tyrannosaurus Rex was around than the T-Rex was with the Stegosaurus.
That
is
pretty
crazy
fucking nuts. Because I've seen
them
that
in the
little
same
foot
museum.
Movie.
Yeah.
What's that movie?
Yeah, that is wild. Good Dinosaur.
The Dino Kids. I don't remember it.
I know what you're talking about.
But it's like they all live together.
I know you've heard this.
Well, we love painting that or weaving that yarn. So
yeah.
I like the meme for the 2030 is just as far away as 2000, but the image they chose was Keanu Reeves from Parenthood.
I know. that's what the mind blown meme everybody loves.
So good.
Here's another fucking bizarre one that I never in a million years would have assumed.
Males have taste buds on their testicles.
That is bizarre.
According to this sub.
What?
So that means we can dip our nuts in
chocolates
and engage? I mean, why have I been licking lollipops this whole time with my tongue?
Wait, are we talking on the testicles or are we talking on the ball sack?
What's the difference?
It's a good question.
Oh, the sack, I mean, or the ball itself.
Right. Because that, I think that's a big difference.
That is.
I think you read this wrong. You should not be rubbing your ball sack on your meatloaf. See if I want to taste it. I'm not sure. Yeah. No, no. We
You're the one
say,
who said it.
You're the one who said it, bro. I'm just following science. What were you going to say?
Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas was also the voice of Charlie Brown's sister Sally in the 80s. In the back in the 80s, Charlie
That's
Brown.
Interesting.
What? Fergie's been in the game that long?
I guess, man.
Kind of degrades her street quality, right?
Yeah.
It's before the meth thing. Oh, and this is another fucking crazy one that absolutely blew my dick off. Don't live life without knowing that M. Night Shyamalan wrote She's All That.
No.
That's so crazy.
I know.
That might be the biggest mind blower of this whole pod.
Oh, my goodness.
That in the same vein, the songwriter of The Internet Is For Porn also wrote Let It Go for Frozen.
I saw that. That's unbelievable.
That's pretty cool.
That The Internet Is For Porn is such a great song.
I just love that this guy has so much depth.
He also wrote Book of Mormon.
Really?
I think, yeah. He wrote it with Trey.
That's pretty
Trey
cool.
And Chip.
Chip and Dale, the cartoons, are dressed like Magnum P.I. and Indiana Jones.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
And there's, I mean, and it's for real.
That's amazing.
If you just
oh my
up.
God!
Holy
That's
shit!
Amazing!
Wow!
Magnum PI, what a hunk that guy is!
No kidding,
as hunky as I get, right?
He looks like your doctor, dog boobs.
Yeah, he does.
He does look like your doctor,
my poo doctor.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. I'm Magnum. I drive a Ferrari. I wear Hawaiian
First
shirts.
Name
Have you
Magnum,
farted today?
Last name PI. Have you pooped?
And would you like to get a Mai Tai? With
yes, and yes.
A photograph from another world under an alien sky taken by a robot which relied on an intricate series of calculations to land on the surface. And this is just a photo of the rover.
Oh, that's cool.
The photo the rover took. Well, the mind-blowing thing about that is that when you phrase it in terms of our sci-fi zeitgeist,
mm-hmm.
then you kind of go, oh, shit, I forgot that we're living in the age of robots
wow.
and sci-fi.
Scientists fit approximately 716,000 gigabytes of data in 1 gram of DNA.
Jeez.
Whoa.
Holy shit. I only have like 1 terabyte hard drive at home.
Fuck.
My computer knows shit.
Oh, this is crazy. Each ejaculation has more sperm than there are people in the United States.
Whoa.
Where are the pro-life people for that?
It's true.
That's a good point. It's a very good point.
Which means... God, in a way, like the amount of stars there are in this in space is about as much wasted sperm one man has created
maybe
in his lifetime.
Maybe that's what stars are.
Oh my God, I've wasted so much sperm.
Or maybe what it does is it goes into a black hole and comes out the other end as space dust.
Yeah.
Maybe
your wasted masturbation sperm
is actually stars.
Stardust. I mean,
post it.
It is relative.
We don't have proof, but it's a theory, and it's
is
strong.
Is this like blow it, shitty blow it?
Shitty blow it.
Every time
blow
you
it.
Splooge in the shower, you
it
create stars.
A star.
Remember that?
Oh, man. Whoa, nicotine's more addictive than heroin?
Yeah, that's what people say. Kind of makes me want to take up heroin.
I've heard good things.
I'm going to quit smoking and start shooting.
Start heroin.
Done.
Again, when I was in the hospital, I became very, very amenable to Dilaudid, which is the best
Don't
drug
feel guilty
in the world.
About that because it's the best.
It's the
it's
fucking
designed to be the best.
Right.
Best.
Yeah, shout it from the rooftops.
And the street version of it is heroin.
Yeah, it is heroin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you were like, man, this rules. I'm going to start listening to the...
John
like, Frusciante's solo project.
It's scary to me how I don't have like a full-blown hard no for heroin now.
Well,
like,
the theory behind
I'm
it
like,
is...
I'm like, no way, I would never. But like in the back of my head, I'm also like, if it was at a party, like...
Yeah, like pretty, I already am, cool. am like yeah. average at it.
Yeah.
I might as well just dabble.
I mean, I got off Dilaudid fine.
Well, I think...
kind of.
I heard a study about that same argument you're just making. It's like there's a reason why people don't come out of the hospital addicted to heroin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because you didn't choose to use Dilaudid because your life was in a place where you were looking for answers via drugs.
It was for pain.
It was for pain, as opposed to like maybe if you get into heroin,
Yeah.
It's because some other things aren't going well right. in your life, and that's what triggers
that's
addiction.
That's the emotional pain that you're trying to numb.
So it's not the drug necessarily, it's the context of your life and the circumstances.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, well, space,
they're very
relative.
Like, I was on it for 20 days, which is like unheard of. So they were real concerned about me when I
You're
left.
Like, this chick, without a doubt, is coming out of an attic.
But she is going to be a full-blown heroin addict. Yeah.
Get her
but
get
I'm
a
plot not.
Of land and skid her up.
You know
and
what?
She'll live out the rest of her days.
That poop doctor would be proud. I've really flourished.
You've done what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere in the poem does it ever state that Humpty Dumpty is an egg.
What?
Which is bizarre.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Humpty Dumpty.
How's it go?
Looked like an idiot.
And cracked his ass.
All the king's horses and all the king's men
couldn't put Humpty together again. Yeah, he's not.
So there's wow. he's
but
not,
he's clearly
he's not an egg.
I mean he clearly splintered like a shell. But it doesn't say that.
Yeah, wow. But maybe it was a metaphor, dude.
You guys,
for our emotions.
Hitler was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 1939.
Who does it? Is that a Norwegian thing?
I don't know.
Swedish.
They're pretty Nazi.
The Swedish.
Swedish.
Times were different. During this time, Hitler was making a lot of effort to get Jews back to Israel by funding it in cooperation with Israel and giving Jews that moved grants and such.
Cool.
Edit. To add, at this time, Hitler was also expanding into other regions in Europe, like Austria, relatively peacefully, to protect ethnical Germans by his reasoning. Still doesn't seem like a peace prize worthy thing, personally.
Peace prize to get them back to where they came from.
Yeah, like, get out!
Get out.
Adam
so
Sandler
no,
is older
Nobel Peace
than
Prize
me.
For Donald Trump for getting all the Mexicans out of the United States. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Right.
Wait, can I go off on a tangent really quick and tell you guys about the story that my brother and I came up with?
About how jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams?
Kinda. Yeah. It takes place in 2019.
Okay.
Whoa. That's like
the near future.
Less than two years from now.
Yeah, but it's become like a cyberpunk Blade Runner, like crazy neon world.
Wait, is this how did you start this story?
My brother was in the shower and he thought of this name.
Okay. Shower thought.
The name is Age O' Computer. It's like an Irish name.
Age O' Computer.
Age O' Computer. So Age O' Computer is a counter hacker who is put in this situation of protecting the last three journalists in America, which are BuzzFeed contributors.
Okay.
All the other journalists are dead by 2019.
Love it.
So,
because of Dick Trump?
Yes. So, Age O' Computer and his parents were put in a liberal internment camp to build the Mexican Wall. His parents tragically built themselves on the wrong side, and he never saw them again.
On accident?
Yes.
They're like, wait. We're on the wrong side.
Yeah, and there's nothing to be done about it.
I
so
like it.
Age O' Computer is, he's heartbroken. He misses his family, but he has a mission, and that's to hack his way to the BuzzFeed contributors and protect them from Trump's hackers. And it's all going to be like what moms and aunts think hacking is. We want...
Because hacking is going to have changed.
Yeah.
Right.
We want it to be like Escape from Los Angeles.
I think that's a good premise.
That's a great premise.
Yeah. I'm into it.
But we want the medium to be shitty comic book made of clip art and stock photos.
I love that idea.
It's really fun.
You should totally do that.
And distribution, we're just going to put it on a DeckShare website.
DeckShare.
What, like Gone Wild?
Like
Gone Wild
DeckShare.com or Gone Wild. Anyway, keep an eye out.
That would actually
it.
Be amazing if you could release your whole comic on Gone Wild.
I know.
You know there's a spider from Brazil whose bites can cause erections for hours?
Really?
Yeah.
According to Blow It.
What's the point of that?
I mean, they like the party down there.
Do you think that's like a side effect of their... That has to be a side effect of their venom. Because why would a spider just like evolve to have venom that's going to get people hard?
If you go on a first date and a guy's got a tank full of those spiders... I mean,
watch
either
out.
Go on a second date That's what I'm saying.
Like, is it more or less creepy than a little blue pill? It's more creepy.
Like, look, I'm organic. I'm natural. I don't like to mess with drugs.
No.
I let a spider bite my arm.
I just have this crate of spiders, of venomous spiders that I bring with me on dates.
Man, yeah. Wait But Why is a great site. I completely forgot about how cool it was. Wait But Why? This is a really basic fact. Oh, cool.
Oh.
Let me bring this one back up. Oh, I lost it. But it was mathematically, there are 100,000 intelligent civilizations in our society or in our galaxy.
Wow.
So mathematically, there's plenty of alien life out there.
Right? Are we that dumb we can't find one? We're a fucking Rees.
We're a bunch of Rees, dude. I wonder if in the context of this specific blow it,
mm-hmm.
do you think, like, what if we are on the, like, smart spectrum of the intelligent galaxies out there?
What if we're leading the charge?
Yeah. That'd be kind of disappointing, wouldn't it? Because, like, I feel like there are so many goddamn dumb people in the world, and, like, our society as a whole, we're just like, Earth. We don't need it.
Yeah.
Right?
McDonald's. Yeah. Dumb.
So I feel like if we were the smartest out there, I'd be like, this is a drag.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you know that especially humans are the kind of fucking creatures who are like, you know, if we find another civilization with like less intelligent life forms, we're just going to pick on it and exploit it.
Yeah. What if there's a planet full of just like people that didn't mature past the age of 3 years old, like, and that's it? They're like, we only get as smart as 3.
Aw, that's cute. The manatees.
It's cute for a week, and then you're like, ah, I need to drink constantly.
Like, what resource do you have that we can exploit right now?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess their skin is.
Well,
soft.
Your blood is like fossil fuel. So
here we go.
And your skin makes great hats.
Aw.
But that's what fucking happens. It's what we did to animals. I mean, why wouldn't we expect that we would do that to another life form on another planet?
Of course we would. Humans are fucking
somebody,
awful.
Somebody
we eat
at
baby
some
cows.
Point
I mean,
is going to like, yeah, they're going to fucking, they're going to, some one of them is going to die. And then somebody, some sociopath is going to be like, well, he's dead anyway. Might as well eat his fingers.
Yep.
And then it's going to be like, God damn, these are pretty good.
Yeah. Have you had those?
I can make a lot of money on these fingers, right?
Mm-hmm. Pan roasted space fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to like dip them in garlic butter. And then it like comes with a side of ranch. Yeah. And we will literally be destroying another society of space people.
So maybe we should stick to planet Earth and not also destroy the solar system.
That's kind of my logic. I'm becoming more and more of like
a... Maybe there's a reason why we can't get that far. Like, it's sort of a evolutionary protective measure so we don't...
Maybe.
All... Because you got to imagine they being like the other intelligent life forms have the same need for resources that we do. So if we all got together, we would just intergalactically try to eat each other's fingers.
Maybe.
So maybe there's a reason we're so far away.
Yeah.
It's like when your parents tell your sibling to go in the other room and they lock the doors. They're like,
damn,
you'll kill each other.
Yeah.
Bunch of idiots.
Well, dang.
And then you break out of your room and you throw battery acid in your brother's eyes.
Exactly.
What other good ones do we have? And then we'll probably close this one out. I have no idea what time it is, but
it's whatever. About 9:30. So I gotta get going soon.
Cocks don't have penises.
Whoa!
Is that true?
According to Blow It.
Damn.
Antarctica is the largest desert in the world.
That's cool, man.
Kind of makes sense, right?
That's pretty chill.
Russia is over 110 times the size of Bangladesh, yet Bangladesh has a larger population.
Whoa.
Russia is just like an empty wasteland.
Yeah, that's the worst.
For the most part.
Do you know a blue whale's heart is bigger than a VW bug?
Damn.
And you could swim through it?
Oh, dude. You could swim through its arteries?
That's pretty wild.
Ugh.
Dang.
So check this one out. Maybe this is a good one to end on. The shortest man in the world is only 16 inches tall. And he's 73.
What?
And his name is Master Now.
Whoa. Yeah. It just keeps getting better.
He's an elderly Nepali villager who stands just 16 inches tall and has lofty inspirations of being named the shortest man in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, his name
you
is Master Now.
You think he slouches
Now.
to to solidify that.
Well, he doesn't really like. He can't, it doesn't look like his legs work, so yeah. I think that he kind of has no choice but to.
He made friends early.
Yeah,
that would carry him around.
I guess if you're going to be the best at being the smallest.
Yeah.
What else? I guess. Oh, this is cool. This is a simple one, but this is one that kind of gives me a little bit of hope. So Pablo Escobar imported hippos from Africa, escaped captivity. Wait, Pablo Escobar's imported hippos from Africa, escaped captivity, and still roam Colombia wildly due to breeding.
Yeah, I've heard that. Because he had like crazy zoos on his property.
Yeah, and then when they got loose, they just became like
part of the world.
Part of the ecosystem down there.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem like a good thing to have running around. Don't those things just eat everybody?
It's the same thing. Like, I don't remember the story exactly, but like bringing a certain bird or something to the what was it? It was like something that Darwin did at the Galapagos Island or something.
Oh, right. I mean,
it ends up like if you bring like a predator, like they're going to end up fucking up the entire ecosystem.
Yeah, and that's true. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, if we're killing all these fucking animals, like I'm all about being like, oh, Indonesia, you want to ruin all of your rainforests?
Yeah.
Well, we'll take your orangutans and put them in Alberta, and they'll figure it out, and then there's going to be like
it's not a bad idea. You know? Like, yeah, put animals where people aren't.
Yeah.
And let them just like hang on, essentially.
Yeah, because that's the. I mean, this is the thing. It's like, you know, those hippos.
But by doing that, do you get rid of like just special ant species that cures cancer or something?
Yeah, there are so many
butterfly effect, bro.
Yeah.
That's true.
Ryan Gosling was in that movie.
Was he?
No, he wasn't. Was he?
I'm thinking of.
You're thinking of
Ben Affleck?
No, it was
McConaughey.
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh right. I think.
What's the difference?
If I remember right.
Same thing. Ashton Kutcher.
I thought so. The inventor of the GoPro or whatever he did.
What a dingus.
Airbnb and the GoPro. That guy's just like owns it all.
Well, GoPro is like the worst stock in the world right now, but
because everyone's like, cool. Cool. We got one.
Yeah, literally. Like that's their biggest problem is they're literally like, well, we don't need to buy another one, so
I have a pitch for them, but if I tell it to you guys on the air, it's going to seriously torpedo my chances of becoming a zillionaire.
You should not tell us then.
Okay, it's essentially GoPros for the base of your shaft. Just kidding.
For the base of your shaft.
Bono Pro.
All right, cool. Well, we should probably close this one out.
Have we sufficiently blown everyone's minds?
I think we're pretty close.
I'm pretty...
All of these things really blow my mind in a way that I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know shit.
I don't know shit.
These are pretty mind-blowing weird little facts. The time ones always trip me up because they're like, you know, we've been alive like from today to 2000 is longer than when, you know, after the war ended or something.
Yeah.
You just go, what? That's weird, right?
Yeah, I think the theme of this is all like we humans think we are the center of our universe,
right.
And everything
at
revolves
all times.
Around us
yeah.
At all times. It's all about us. But reality is like shit's been going on way longer than us, and will go on way longer than we die.
I hope so.
If you don't spend the time today, you know, really hamming it up with your bros, it's a serious waste of time. Do heroin, fart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that goddamn Leo doc about the environment, and it made me very sad because everything's all fucked.
Yeah.
Constantly. Everything's fucked, and jet fuel can burn steel beams.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, let's close out a couple randoms. I kind of want to get into. Let's do
9/11 next time or something.
I think we need to at some point. I'm going to do one light bulb just because I think maybe this one would be a good one for us to do at some point.
Cool.
Chill.
Yeah, I mean these are fun. A gay conversion program that only pretends to convert gay kids, but instead secretly teaches them that the best way to lie believably to their parents until they're out of the house.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Ivy, a desktop app that slowly grows illustrated ivy vines on icons, browsers, shortcuts that don't get clicked on in a long time. That's a goddamn
That's
good idea.
Cool.
Well, I kind of didn't understand.
So it's a desktop app called Ivy.
Yep.
That when it grows, it illustrates over time.
Yeah.
For shit on your desktop that you don't use.
Okay. So you'll know, it's like, you'll know that
you just need to get rid of it.
Oh, wow.
Like on a house, right? Where it's
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Like you could have one in your closet for clothes you don't wear, but yeah. it's like for your yeah. desktop for shit you haven't opened.
Exactly.
Holy smokes.
Great idea. A virtual pet that requires the same level of care as a real pet, but every time you have to spend money on it, the money goes to a savings account. That's a great idea.
That Man. Is. So we should get rid of our pets.
And just get fake ones. And just start yeah. saving money.
So yeah. Pets are a waste of money. Yeah, pets. Love, futile. Money, king.
Exactly. We should do light bulb at some point, because these yeah. are goddamn these are fantastic. Good ideas. Make every high school have an endangered species as its mascot. Use school pride to raise funds for endangered
yes!
wildlife.
That's okay. a great one.
We got to do this one.
All right. This is a great... Okay. We're going to do this one next. Cause
that's awesome.
These are I'm totally blowing my mind.
I'm
in
subscribed.
A different way. I can't wait to steal all these ideas and send them to real financers.
You should, in your next job interview, which I think you're going to have today in an hour,
yeah.
you should <Literally. laughs> just drop a couple of these. You know what I'd like to do at this company?
I would like to change our mascot.
I'd like to change all the high school mascots
to a sea otter.
And it'll be like, oh,
they're
going to
be like,
yes,
what are you
hired.
Talking about? This is a car
good.
Company.
This yeah. guy's. Excuse all right. me, sir. I did a reference check. Apparently, this guy's been pulling these ideas off of Reddit.
Let's hire him. Okay. So this was Did You Reddit? My name is It's Your Dad.
Dog boobs.
Okay. Wow.
Dog boobs.
My free day.
Did you forget your name, or did you just like not
forgot.
Realize I was talking
I forgot
about?
For
okay.
a second.
This was. I hope your mind was blown. Ours was. If your mind isn't blown enough, go read anything that our upcoming president has ever said.
Happy inauguration day tomorrow.
That'll blow when we're bringing this. We'll probably bring this out maybe next week.
Yes.
But until next time.
Bye bye.
Surf the internet. And buy stuff from truesurf.com. Bye.